Welcome to the Kevin White Show,
broadcasting live from the USA.
Get ready for a powerful word from God with the encouragement, strength, and comfort you need for today.
Come say hello to friends around the world from 163 different countries.
Hello, Jihao.
Dadile.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for subscribing, commenting, and sharing the show. Kevin White is a best-selling author. His books are available in all formats and multiple languages worldwide, everywhere books are sold. As an international speaker, Kevin has flown over a million miles to 28 different countries and spoken to thousands of audiences around the world.
A serial entrepreneur, Kevin has helped start hundreds of churches, businesses, and nonprofits throughout the world. Kevin is CEO of Spirit Media, a full-service and multinational publishing, branding, and marketing company based in the USA.
Okay, who's ready to prosper in the presence of God? Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and help welcome your friend
and mine, Kevin White.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Kevin White Show. How are you doing? Say hello to family and friends around the world. Yes, let's welcome the nations into the Kevin White Show. I am so grateful for each and every one. Say hello. Let us know what country you are watching in today. I just want to give a shout out to several nations that come into the show. We have friends from India. There we go. Well, there's Abel from Pakistan. How are you doing? God bless you. Rays of Hope, Mumbai. Yes, there's Namaste. There's India, Pastor Z from India. God bless you. Happy Easter. This is Holy Week to all of our brothers and sisters around the world. Pastor Raja, love you, my brother. All of you pastors, yes. There's our brother from Myanmar. Hallelujah. God bless you. Yes, yes. Adam, God bless you from the USA. Hello, Arts by Justin in the USA. Yes. Welcome, everyone. Glory from India. There we are. God bless you. Where's our Philippines? There's Joshua from India. We have friends in the Philippines. Brittany's watching from the USA. Yes. Welcome, everyone. Let me just give you a roll call to our nations that this is going out to. India, Pakistan, Philippines, Australia, Thailand, Afghanistan, Ukraine, Russia, Kenya, Ghana, Uganda, Mexico, Canada, Japan, China, Malaysia, Syria, Happy Easter, Myanmar, Bangladesh, Israel, Jerusalem, Turkey, Iran, Iraq, the entire Middle East, Nigeria. Let me know what other countries are watching this week. We're so grateful to have you a part of the show today. There's Suresh Bob from India. Welcome, everyone. Dinesh from India. Yes, yes. Pastor Z. Yep, okay. Put a brother in an accident, so we are praying over that. So welcome, everyone. Can you take just a moment and give a big hello to our back office team? There's Tracy and Justin and John. Hey, everyone. We have coverage from all over the world helping us with the show. I'm so grateful for them, and I'm grateful for you. Isn't it a great day to be alive? Yes, there is Barbara from USA. So today's word, can we put a big round of applause out and a praise party real quick for today's word out of the very mouth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Today's word is full. It is full. And I really want you to give attention to the word of God and allow him to speak this word over your life. So what are you full of this morning? You know, last week, I talked about found, and we just really took a deep dive into the human soul and how so many people alive today feel lost. And it's possible that you could be watching the show right now And your answer to this question, what are you full of, would be a sense of emptiness. My life just feels empty. And, you know, at any given time, with 8 billion people alive on planet Earth, many people feel empty. Many people feel numb. The world is probably seeking a relief from pain like no other time in human history. Are you seeing what's happening in Ukraine right now, in Gaza, in Israel, in Russia, all of this turmoil around the world and other natural disasters, not just man inflicting pain on each other, but natural disasters that are happening. And in any given time, people are seeking relief from that, and they are trying to numb themselves from the pain. Do you feel full of pain this morning? It's possible to be full of grief. One of our sisters from Ukraine yesterday just unloaded her emotions of grieving over Ukraine. Over 180 bombs and missiles and drones over the city of Kyiv just in a few hours yesterday. Her loved ones, her country, her beloved people being tormented by this. Do you feel full of grief, full of pain? I have to confess, yesterday I was full of frustration about some things. Maybe you would admit that at times you're full of bitterness, full of anger, full of frustration, even of good problems, we can get full. And so I wanna ask you, would you identify what are you full of this morning? Be honest about that, because Jesus has something that he wants to declare using the word full, and it should be allowed. He should be allowed to make an eternal difference in what we are full of. Are you ready for the word of God? Will you put your hands together for God's word? Yes, Barbara's full of hope. Yes. Look at what Jesus says, okay? In John 10:10, you know I'm going to use this verse if you are tracking with me on the word full, but I want you to consider this is Holy Week. Jesus, historically, we are reminded of his traveling to the cross. This Friday represents Good Friday, where he will be given a criminal's death on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. He will be taken off of the cross, put into the tomb, prepared for burial, 3 days lifeless, no heartbeat, no pulse, no breathing, 3 days facing hell, face to face, in order for you and I to have life. And on Easter Sunday, this Sunday, are you ready for your annual praise party of just remembering and celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And knowing that this was his destiny, he said he came to seek and to save those who are lost. He said the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to give his life as a ransom for many. I am one of those many. You are one of those many. All 8 billion people with a heartbeat today are one of those many. And knowing that destiny, this is what he said, John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. He's talking about the devil. He's talking about the powers of hell. And he said, but I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. And I just want to ask you, is Jesus a lunatic? Is he a liar? Or is he Savior? Who has the authority to trump your life today, your circumstance, your environment, your situation? I want to take you into a day when my life was empty. 30 years ago, I was opening up the cabinets of our home and there was nothing in it. I opened up the refrigerator and there was nothing in it. I, at that time, we had our three kids and a foster son. There were six of us. And we were living here in the Triangle, North Carolina area. And we had zero to eat in our home. And I am crying out to God about the emptiness in our home, the emptiness in our cabinets, the emptiness in our refrigerator, the emptiness. It just felt like we were so empty with peace, with love, with a sense of security, as slowly over a year and a half, things had dwindled down to where there was nothing to eat in our home. And we were very affluent area. The academic level in our area is really high, the income really high, and yet we were empty. And I want to take you into a passage that God took me to in that moment to declare the fulfillment of what Jesus is talking about in John 10:10. Can we put that back up on the screen? And I want you to just hear it from the mouth of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. What are you full of this morning? And if it is not of life, that's your destiny. That's your purpose. That is the identity your Lord and Savior is giving you, giving me. When he said that they, he's talking about you. Raise your hand if you've ever called upon the name of Jesus for salvation. You are the they. Raise your hand if you've ever been created by Almighty God. You are the they. Raise your hand if your heart is beating right now. You are the they. They. Do this with me. Raise your hand if you just took your next breath. You are the they. Jesus is saying that you might have life and have it to the full. So how do you reconcile when your life is full of pain, when your cabinets are empty, your refrigerator is empty, your bank account is empty, and Jesus is saying, but you will have life to the full? How do you reconcile this? Jesus taught us to pray, let it be on earth as it is in heaven. How do you reconcile when your earth is anything but heaven? How do you reconcile that? Is Jesus a crazy man that has no capacity to deliver what he's saying? Or is he the human flesh of the God that said, let there be light, and there was light? Who has dominion over your life? Jesus, right there in John 10:10, is saying, there is a thief that will take you and rob you, steal from you, kill you, destroy you. Now, please understand, I don't have time to really break this down, but in the Greek, it is not talking about your physical life. It is talking about your sense of peace. He can kill your peace. He can destroy your sense of security. And Jesus says, but I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. So on that day that my cabinets are empty, my refrigerator is empty, my family is looking at me to be the provider over our family. For a year and a half, we have been seeking to know and do God's will. And everywhere we turned, God kept calling us into ministry. And yet no one was helping us with our bills financially. And I literally was crying out to God. And he began to say, Kevin, you can feed your family, but only I can feed the multitude. And he had really allowed us to get down to nothing so that he could provide a miracle. You know, on that hillside, with over 15,000 people, we read about the feeding of the multitude. They literally got down to nothing but a little boy's lunch. And God used it, blessed it, broke it, and it multiplied in the disciples' hands and fed over 15,000 people. But it took that nothing, that emptiness, to turn into a miracle. When you think about the cross, Jesus got down to nothing. He died. He went into a tomb. 3 days, it looks like all hell is winning and God is being defeated. But as prophesied, on the third day, a heartbeat returned. After 3 days of nothing, emptiness, it looked like there was no life left, the miracle came. And that is the God that we serve. And so I want to take you into the verse that he took me into when there was nothing in my cabinet, nothing in my refrigerator. And I want you to just see the authority, the confidence, the miraculous power of God in speaking a word before it is actually becomes manifest in our lives. It was Psalm 23. Many of you know this chapter. It's read at probably most funerals of believers all over the world. We read the 23rd Psalms. But God took me there in this day of emptiness, and he declared over me the words through David here in Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. And right there, God brings me into a confrontation of truth. Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And sometimes we measure God by how much is in our bank account. We measure peace by how much is in our refrigerator. We measure security by how much is in our cabinet. And the rule that God wants us to move over to is measuring God based upon the authority of his word, based upon the truth. Jesus came full of grace and truth. And so even when my cabinets were empty, God is declaring, I have all that I need. And I had to reconcile that. Is this true or not? Am I going to accept the fullness of Christ, even when my cabinets are empty? Will I value the presence of God more than food in my cabinet? And it's not that God is refusing to feed us. He's not jerking us around. He is elevating us to heaven. And I want you to just see that through this passage. Let's look at it. This is his provision, regardless of where you are physically right now, what you're facing that looks empty. And I just want to encourage you, leaders, pastors, evangelists, teachers, what looks empty in front of you right now? Some of you are being given a vision from God to build a Bible college, and there's nothing that even looks close to a Bible college. Some of you are being called by God to build a business, and there is nothing that even resembles revenue and profit and business and commerce. Some of you are being called into marriage and it looks barren, family, and it looks empty. Every one of us are facing some area of emptiness in our life. And I want you to hear the word of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. Do you hear the intimacy? Do you hear the love? Do you hear the fullness of God's presence? Do you hear the power being unleashed in this? The gifts of God in every single word. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. What did Jesus say in John 10:10? The enemy comes to rob, steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to give life. There is a reconciliation that God is on the mission to perform in your life, to bring the your experience and the word together. And God is able to look over empty cabinets, empty refrigerators, businesses that don't even exist right now, Bible colleges, land. God's given many pastors around the world the need to assemble people for prayer and worship, and they have no space to do it in. How will they ever afford land? Where will this building ever come from? How will we even have a baptistry to baptize the people coming and calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus? How will we have Bibles? You know, in India, 1 billion people have never had the luxury to do what I'm doing right now, to hold a Bible in their hand. How will this ever happen? It seems so empty, so foreign, so impossible. But God comes with a declaration of His word. I want you to appreciate, it says, and God said, let there be light. And then what happened? There was light. Every time God is on the move, He precedes it with His word. And if you and I are going to be contentious on the ways of God, and we're going to say, I don't care what you have to say, my cabinet's empty, my refrigerator's empty, I don't want to hear it, Lord, we're going to miss the true gift. Are we willing, as believers in Jesus, to receive when the only thing God has to offer us is His own presence? Will that be enough? Can we get full, even if it's only in the presence of God? I know I am preaching to the choir. I have been with pastors in India and Nepal and the Philippines and around the world that have fasted and prayed, and they have seen God move in spite of starvation, in spite of hunger, in spite of the lack of material possession in their bank accounts, in their homes. And they found the fullness that comes only in Christ. Have you ever been full when everything was empty? Because you can be. You absolutely can be full today of life, of peace, of purpose, of destiny, of hope. Barbara said that she's full of hope. And you know, that has nothing to do with our bank accounts. God's not anti-bank account. God is not anti you having clothing and food. And He has said that won't He surely supply everything? This message is not about God not having the capacity to give, the willingness to give, to take care of you. Look at the practicality of this passage from Psalm 23. There are many physical things there. But I want you to see how it opens and closes. So let's close it out here. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemy. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. There's a fullness there. Are you full of what God has provided for you to be full of? Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Notice how it's sandwiched there, okay? Because it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I will live in the house of the Lord forever. There is a provision of God that is waiting for every person covered under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, every person that is willing to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus for salvation. There is a provision of you having a shepherd and you today taking occupancy, holding the keys to the house of God. When are you going to transfer from earthly expectations to heavenly provisions? Because if you will allow the enemy to rub in your face everything you lack here on earth, instead of allowing your Savior to rub in your face everything you have been given in eternal life, you're going to be miserable. You're going to be confused. You're going to be limited instead of limitless. You're going to feel empty emotionally when everything has been provided to you for you to have the authority to live full. You might say, but Kevin, it's hard. Are you telling me that I've got to have mind over matter, and I've got to pretend I'm not in pain? I got to pretend that life's not messy. Listen to the word. It says, and he will be an ever-present help in time of need. If you look at what God is transferring us over to, it's a value for his presence. And he is willing to step into the mess of our life. You might say, but my marriage is empty. It's messy. You might say, but this child that you've given me is messy. And you know what God would say? It's beautiful. It's full of beauty. Are you willing to allow God to fill it, to fill you? Yesterday, I'm just confessing before you, I'm human. I got full of frustration. It's very easy, if you're not careful, to get full of bitterness, full of anger, full of frustration, full of disappointment. But the moment you and I realize this is not what Jesus is wanting to fill me with, so I am in violating, I'm not in alignment with his word, immediately the peace can come right back in, full of peace again, full of his glory again, full of his love again. And I just encourage you, if you haven't made it a habit and you're struggling here, read Psalm 23 every single morning and read it all throughout the day if you need to. And look at what God wants you to be full of. And I hope that you will allow God, even in the midst of pain, even in the midst of trial, even in the midst of persecution, even in the midst of messy life, show you the beauty that you're full of. His presence you're full of. The hope that you're full of. The life that you're full of. And that you'll be full of everything Jesus wants to fill you with. Less of me, more of him. Are you willing to let go of anything that violates his word? Anything that contradicts his word? And you know, I'm not trying to bully you around, and I'm not trying to get you to suck it up, buttercup, and to pretend that there's not pain and that you don't need food. I mean, God wasn't saying, Kevin, dry up your tears. What are you crying about? You have no food in the cabinet. You have no food in the refrigerator. He's not slapping me around. He's saying, I want you to find a level of fullness that the enemy cannot take away from you. And I cried out to the Lord in that day of pain, in that day of emptiness. And he spoke this truth of, I am full. So my attitude changed, my perspective changed. And I began saying, okay, God, you are my shepherd. You are my provider. I am full of your provision. Show me your provision. And God began to just speak a miracle over my life. Kevin, you can feed your family, but you cannot feed the multitude. And that afternoon, I went to a grocery store to try to find something with the $2 I had in my pocket that our family could eat that day. And I saw an employee of that grocery store coming down the aisle And I just stopped her and I said, it was just a miracle. I had no business plan, no thought whatsoever to even do this. And I said, ma'am, what do you do with your expired product? She said, we throw it away. I said, would you be interested in allowing a ministry to come in and take it to families in need? She said, I'll talk to the manager, come back tomorrow. I went back the next day. I bought a few hot dogs or something. We ate that night. But the next day I went back and I said, I'm here again. And she said, take it. She pointed to three buggy fulls of rotisserie chicken, pizzas, pies, cakes, breads, everything that the deli and the bakery sold. And I said, what do I do with that? She said, I cleared it with the manager. Take it and give it to the families that need it. And that's when With Love from Jesus began. And today, many years later, it has distributed millions of dollars and resources to hundreds of thousands of people, all free with love from Jesus. And a year later, after that happened, we were literally distributing food to 500 families a month with the help of 25 volunteer families. And it's been a miracle that has followed all the way through this day. And I could go on and on and on, but it began with the declaration of word. Will you let God speak truth about what He has filled you with that will override your circumstances, override where you feel so empty today? And will you let Him speak that over your ministry, over your businesses, over your family, over your marriages? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for my brothers and sisters around the world. I ask you again, even now, for all 195 nations to praise the Lord today. And that you would just find believers, brothers and sisters, my family, your sons, your daughters, that would just praise you for filling them. That even now we would see that which the enemy has robbed be given back to them in Christ. And that they would just be full of everything Jesus offers, full of your word, full of truth, full of your glory, full of your love, full of peace. I speak it now, peace over our brothers and sisters. Give them vision of what is to happen in their ministries, in their businesses, in their marriages, in their family. And we'll give you all the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Happy Easter, everyone. This Friday, we remember what Jesus has done for us. And Sunday morning, we remember the power of the resurrection. And may you be full of that, full of Easter, full of resurrection power, full of everything that Jesus has to offer. I love you. I'll see you back here next week on The Kevin White Show. God bless you all.
Thank you for subscribing, commenting, and sharing The Kevin White Show. Visit kevinwhite.us for Kevin's blog, videos, books, and more, all geared toward helping you prosper in the presence of God. That's kevinwhite.us.
Kevin's books are available on Amazon and everywhere books are sold.
Contact Spirit Media for all your publishing and marketing needs at spiritmedia.us. Spirit Media. Taking the message of God through the people of God to the nations. Visit spiritmedia.us today.
Join the generosity movement at SM Gives, a federally recognized 501c free organization. All gifts, tax deductible. 100% of every gift used to share the good news of Jesus in all 195 nations around the world.
This has been The Kevin White Show. Find the complete archive of all episodes at kevinwhite.us or subscribe for free through your favorite podcast player and never miss an episode.
This program copyright Kevin White International. All rights reserved.
We will see you back here every Tuesday on The Kevin White Show with another powerful message of encouragement, strength, and comfort from God.